Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, welcome to AMC Press, and it is finally Friday, everybody.
Thank God it's Friday. TGIF. Or, it's as a layman probably might say, thank God it's Fruit Day.
Yeah.
But yet,
here's
the weekend. Right,
Johnny? Yeah. Here's the freaking weekend.
No, thank fucking God. Hallelujah. You know. But, so, Allison is not on, however, for your enjoyment, myself, Red Hood, and Johnny are on, and
we are going to
entertain you tonight.
Our affiliates tonight are GoDaddy.com and Stamps.com. And
so,
you can find them on AMCPress.com/affiliates.
So guys, if you need to use a stamp and you have an office like I do, and you can't just bear use your legs and go to the post office, use stamps.com. If you also cannot bear to get a domain, you want to get a domain but you have 99 cents on you, spend that 99 cents on GoDaddy. It'll be well worth it, and you'll have a domain for 10 years and be able to develop a website like we did. But anyway, so into the news, into the Freak Out Friday news. Cameron, the topics we have today are Cameron Diaz and her opinion for all women who have been sexually attracted to other women. The University of Pennsylvania has kept student suicide under wraps for weeks. 17 reasons why you'd want to love Ben and Jerry even more. And let's see, Mick Jagger's suicidal, just recently departed from this earth, leaves her entire fortune to Mick Jagger. Kris Jenner, the recently clad, cancelled, and marriage rarely king to Bruce Jenner, is making a stink and rumored to be posing for Playboy. How fucking interesting. And then on top of that, if that didn't get worse, you should freak out about this. Porn star Val Midwest heads to jail for a nudie photo at a Catholic school. Now,
oh my.
me being Jewish and have gone to a Catholic school, I should know what white panties and actual skin tight skirts actually look like. But who's listening? So, where do you want to stop, Johnny?
We might as well have to start at the top. That's Cameron Diaz.
Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. Not that doesn't include Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews, if you're listening, much apologies, and maybe we will owe you royalty someday, but not now. Anyway. Cameron Diaz, the buxom blonde out of Huffington Post, basically has said all women have been sexually attracted to other women, which is a blatant statement, but Miss Diaz, are you actually calling yourself a lesbian? Because that's really what it sounds like. Doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
Isn't it? Yes, and it does.
Yes.
And the funny thing is that HuffPost gay voices, well, does this mean that she's finally out of the closet? Or is it, but the article starts today with, I love women, and I don't believe in female jealousy. Oh. okay. My parents have always told me whatever, whatever someone else had in all areas, it wasn't mine that I was entitled to, so I can, that's all I can do, is the best thing I can do. Good for you. Good for you, Cameron. But the funny thing is that this is not the first time the 41-year-old has opened up her sexuality. In the 1999 film, Dean John Malkovich, Diaz played Lottie Schwartz, a character who had a trippy sexual experience with Maxine Lund, which was played by actress Catherine Keener. But what I don't get, and you can chime in, Johnny, is why didn't you tell us this earlier?
Yeah.
What do you think, John?
I think it don't matter who you are, right? Or what you are. If you love somebody, right?
Well, if you love somebody, keep it going, of course. But,
yeah. You
know, it's kind of funny in the fact that, you know, sexuality and love can play different things. Yes, but, you know, you could be sexually attracted to a woman, yes, but doesn't mean that you want to be in love with a woman. But, you know, I would defy her quote of, if I'm going to be with a woman sexually, that doesn't mean I'm a lesbian. Bullshit, Mrs. Dyers. But yet, this questions something in my mind. I don't know, Allie would be able to answer this better than I could. Does that mean that you could pretty much, you know, be a straight woman in a gay relationship? Could you be straight sexual?
Don't we all like, judge each other one way or another? Like, oh,
wait, what?
She's attractive or he's attractive or whatnot.
Well, I mean, like, it's kind of like saying, Durham. But, you know, at the same time, saying Durham, like, as somebody passes in the hallway, it's fine. You know, in the 90s, Durham was a fantastic thing. Durham! Damn can just be used up any way, shape, or form. Right? Right.
But, like, damn.
Exactly. Damn.
But,
or the blacker version. Damn! But, you know, it is kind of funny that way. But then again, I think everything in terms of Kris Jenner, you know, Kris Jenner, everybody's been saying, damn, that's the fact that she's now been rumored to pose new for Playboy. Is she trying to make her ex-husband, Bruce Jenner, jealous? You know, is it kind of a one-woman tornado surprise? You know? Is it? Because I would love to know. I'd love to know whether two things. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
But damn, you know, I think every person would go, Kris, you've gone too far. But then people looking at the photo, oh no, she hasn't.
Like oh.
You know.
Oh no, she didn't.
Oh no, she didn't. But oh yes, she did, said Playboy. But yeah, Hugh Hefner has his choice of ladies, and if he wants now the mother of all cougars, then finally he will actually get his match. You know. But yet, before they figure out, Kris is that And the funny thing about Chris is that once you, you know, you say, oh yes, I'm going to divorce Bruce, I'm going to break up the family, my son's overweight, but wait a second, he doesn't have curves. Oh, wait, also, there's another fact. He doesn't have curves, and he used to be thin. Well, maybe, Mrs. Jenner, if you didn't put as much restraint as you did on your son, maybe he would still be with you. Or not.
Like, when will this Kardashian stuff end?
I think it's about to end. I mean, you know, I'll miss the parody of SNL and the Kardashians, but because it's going to come to an end there as well.
Let's see what else.
But the freak out stuff. It's kind of like, you know, everybody's freaking out about it. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. It's kind of, you know, what I'd be freaking out more about is kind of the thing of, oh yes, the thing of the University of Pennsylvania keeping, you know, student suicide under wraps for 4 weeks. That's something I'd be freaking out about. You know, that means that the college, aside from killing one of, you know, Penn State's really good football team, and making one man die because of a sex scandal, you know, with Johnson Duffian being a whistleblower, you do what you have to do. But yet, the funny thing is that the funniest thing I think is that they're not really being fair to the student body.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, when you went to high school, right, did you have any of this shit? John? We have a delay in error. Anyway, guys, I don't think that we have a delay in error, guys. Please stand by.
Stupid. Ah, stupid microphone. Wait, what were you saying?
And we're back on.
Yeah.
Yet, the technology funniest thing...
I mean, technology likes to be silly sometimes.
Yeah. I mean... you know, so then... I think that the funny thing about University of Penn you know, besides being the university that it is, is kind of unfair, number one, you know, to keep things under wraps. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I mean, how would you feel?
How would you feel? University of Pennsylvania is a great school, but this is... And this is kind of crazy.
I mean, keeping on the suicide watch?
People. I mean, especially after keeping people in the dark after all these months or weeks.
It's not funny, it's just sad. It's just sad because it's sad because what else are they going to do? I mean, the fact is that University of Penn has been facing criticism of how it's responded into the state of student suicide. You know, there's one waiting months, and to confirm that publicity that such a death has occurred. Of course, I respect that people want to keep suicide silent, but it's nothing that you should keep silent. You know. And if you're just tuning in, we've just discussed three topics. We have just discussed, let's see, we started the evening off no more than 15 minutes ago with Cameron Diaz and her sexuality, followed by Kris Jenner, and then now we're on the University of Pennsylvania in keeping students' secrets. Student said I'm going to wrap for 4 weeks. I just don't think it's right to be for an Ivy League school to do this. You know?
Yeah, I can understand a little while, but like 3 or 4 weeks, sir.
I mean, it's kind of like nobody's aware of the everyday student things on campus. Nobody's aware of, you know, everything. I think when I was going to college that I was very aware of everything on campus because I saw it. I saw a bonfire being hatched. I saw everything. I kept my mouth shut. But at the same time, you know, we were pretty well informed because it's a small campus. I understand that University of Penn has its own reading of federal privacy laws, but it also states that the law doesn't apply to deceased persons. That's fucking bullshit. It should be. It should be, and the fact that schools can also release freely pre-release information about students over 18 after their deaths is not right, you know, but it's what they do, and it's discrimination, you know. It's discrimination against the deceased, and I don't think it should be. You know, I'd be curious to say what people in the chat room say about it, if there are any.
It's like right now. It looks like right now it's just you and me.
Just you and I. Well, I mean, what do you think about it? What's your take on it?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
See, I really don't know what to think tonight, right now.
Well, but then, you know, then in terms of, it's quite sickening to me, because, and I'm sure it would be sickening to Allie if she heard it, that they don't acknowledge it. You know, the lack of it. That there's a lack of there's a lack of thing that I there's a lack of support on that end.
I can actually see the delay if they didn't know who it was.
You know, I would like to know several things. First off, why, you know, I understand that football laws and everything like that. But, you know, it's scary when you're not addressing a student as human beings and addressing them as robots, and they think that they think they're robots, and that's crazy. You know, but I think, you know, what we will see about what what lies for this. I can't wait to see what the stuff, what the following up is about, you know. But anyway, on to some better news. Better news? Did somebody say Ben and Jerry, anyone?
Oh.
Well, Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry, definitely.
Oh, Ben and Jerry. Let's talk some ice cream.
Well, let's go get some ice cream, shall we? Yes, we shall. You know, what is up with Ben and Jerry, shall we see? Well, for one, why do we want to love Ben and Jerry even more than usual? What? Oh, and it's a list. Oh, yes, they're reviving their core flavors. One, the original, I never knew this, the original concept for Ben & Jerry's was to open a bagel company. Well, if you're Jews, of course, they'd want to open a bigger company. That Ben wanted to call it Josie's Flying Machine? Okay. With a bicycle. I guess Jerry wasn't a fan of that. But yet, the company actually started with a $12,000 investment, which is quite cool. And the only thing in the profitable relationship that was ever fought without that was the size of the chunks. No chunks of ice cream. Chunks of ice cream.
I mean, the small chunks don't fly with me. They better be big chunks of ice cream.
Well, yeah. And the funniest thing is that I actually went to... I actually went a long time ago to the factory in Vermont. And yes, I can confirm there is a real graveyard of flavor, which is quite funny, you know, how. You know, when they kick out old flavors, and it is true, they do make their own fresh waffle cone in stores, which is great. But then on average, there are 259 little squares on each cone. Fantastic.
Yeah, I just get little pints all the time.
Which what?
See, I'm just used to the pints all the time.
The pints are great. I mean, What's your favorite?
What's my favorite? That's a good question. I'm going to name a couple of either Americone Dream, Milk and Cookies. Oh, Milk and Cookies. Half Baked.
I love that. I think I love,
I mean, half-baked brownies and cookies. What's not to love?
I think my favorites have to be Heath Bar Crunch after my late mentor. He introduced me to Heath Bar Crunch. And I have never looked back.
Sometimes I have one Cherry Garcia as well.
Cherry Garcia is more my cousin,
yeah.
Which is quite cool. But my favorite, actually I have it upstairs and I'm going to probably eat it, not now, but after the broadcast, which I think we're going to end soon. But, I think my favorite has to be their double chocolate chunk.
Ooh.
Anybody who serves me that?
Oh, man, that sounds delicious.
Has my respect for... ever. You know. But. Let's see.
Double
fudge brownie. That's it. That's what it is for me. I mean, I love double fudge brownies. I mean,
Here's a perk of working with Ben Jerry's. You can take home 3 pints a day.
Well, you can take home 3 pints a day, yes, but you can also, give me 1 second, keep talking, John.
There you go.
I'm sorry, folks, but...
The machinery used to create new pork flavors is based on a German sausage maker, Go figure.
What? Wait, what was Planetary supposed to make it?
The machinery used to create the new pour flavors is based on a German sausage maker. Which, you think about it, makes
that's cool.
Sense, that's how I get the center of it in. I mean, you get the center, like, kind of like, you know, the sausage with the casing and peeled sausage. That makes sense.
Well, that's pretty cool. But, you know, I think what's even cooler is that I was there. I was there when they were making Snafu, which is something all fucked up in the army. But you know, it is funny about the what I've always loved about Ben and Jerry, and you can chime in on this anytime you want, is that they are open to suggestions for flavors. And can you imagine how many flavors requests they get?
I should know for a fact how many they get.
Can you even guess?
I know it.
No, how many do you think they get?
I'd say a lot.
What's a lot to you? Name a number. Give me a number.
Yeah, I already know because I read the article.
It's a lot. It's about 13,000. Jesus Christ, I can't even fathom that. Could you?
It must be tough narrowing just down, like, 4 or 5 a year.
I mean, it's kind of funny that now the new core flavors are in the works. I will be the first in line to get that, you know. But, it is quite fun. It's quite fun, you know.
I can probably go in store and get the core flavors.
Oh, definitely. I don't think in Europe they have them, but in the United States they definitely have them. I mean, the fun thing about Ben and Jerry's in Vermont is that the ice cream is so fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, that day, oh my God, I just went absolutely bananas because there was so much choice that it was pretty cool in terms of flavors and all that. But the funnest thing about the tour, because I got to go on the tour, the funnest thing about the tour was to see where they did all the flavor filling, the flavor creations.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. That was so much fun. So much fun. You know. So. I guess, you know, do we have anything more to discuss?
What else we got? Looks like we have...
What else do we have?
Two more things on here.
The what?
Laurent Scott leaves entire fortune to Mick Jagger and Will.
Oh, yes. Yes. And Mick finally... I don't think it was his wish. But, you know, the fact that his girlfriend, quote-unquote girlfriend, leaves her entire estate to Mick, well, we saw that coming, you know. We saw that coming in terms of a in terms of everything. But it is great to see that. You know, that means they truly were in love.
But I heard something, the family gets like nothing or something like that?
What?
I thought I heard somewhere that the family will get nothing. It's all going to Mick Jagger.
Why?
See, I don't know. They like share that wealth, that's what I said. And that's obviously the... And obviously people have the wrong story.
I mean, that's selfish in one way. I mean, I would think so. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's kind of selfish. Like, I would share. But dang it, that's just me.
Well, I mean, it is... It is kind of interesting that.
Her family, meanwhile, got nothing.
It is. It's crazy. I mean, you know, you want to make somebody. I love the Rolling Stones, but. You want to make an ultra-rich man richer? You want to make an, you know, bequeathing her $9 million fortune.
Is it going to her own
plane?
That's kind of... Yeah, no.
You know, and the fact that she runs a design business that was... $5.8 million in the red. Her her will bequeathed her $8 million condo, which she owns in the corporate name, to Mick Jagger.
Excuse me.
I kind of find that stunning. But, you know, the fact that she took her life by hanging herself from a balcony door with a black satin scarf, what a way to go. What a way to go. You know... I mean, and the fact that she doesn't want her family to receive anything, God knows what they did to her.
It's like hurting them twice.
God knows what they did to her. Yeah. I mean, it is crazy. It's crazy. When, come on, you know, what did they do to you? And the fact that she wants it for herself, come on. I mean, I have relatives that are like little kids, and I bet you that they're not going to give 1 cent away. But yet, it is crazy. It is very crazy what people and celebrities will do to get money. For example, porn stars, which brings our final topic of the evening and this episode of Freak Out Friday to a close. With some interesting news. And then again, it's always interesting news on this podcast. Whatever we come up with is ever more interesting and increasingly wacky. Kind of.
Let's end this on a weird note.
It's even weirder got a porn star named Val Midwest. Val Midwest. Let's just start with a name, shall we? Val Midwest. Val Midwest. It sounds German. Sounds almost German.
What?
You could say that again.
Yeah, like, what?
You say, what?
What?
But anyway, exactly.
What?
But, Val Midwest posed for nudie pic and got arrested for it because of the fact that, it was in a Catholic school. Well, naughty, naughty, naughty. But at the same time, she looks hot. She does look hot. I'm not gonna debate that. You know, and the fact that she got, it's kind of interesting in the fact that in Nebraska, in Lancaster County. Yes, I know you have the Amish out there, but Valerie Dahl is known to her fans for X-rated work and wants to receive a 45-day sentence, 45 days in maximum security prison, and she's saying, I'm going to take it as a really bad vacation. Then again, you have steamy shots of the then 19-year-old appearing on her adult website in June led to charges of public indecency and trespassing. What? Okay. Mm-hmm. And the judge convicted her. I mean, she is hot. Let's just state that. Let's just restate that. But yet, it's kind of funny in the fact that you can this United States can have R-rated movies, we can do this, we can do that, right? But you can't take a nude photo in a Catholic school.
Like what?
Exactly. What? Anyway, I mean, that's all we have for the news today. So, I think we should wrap this up. Didn't you agree, Johnny?
Sure, why not?
What?
So I know we got 17 minutes, but...
Well, we've got 17 minutes, but at the same time, we don't have any other news. We don't have any other news. So I think we're going to cut it short for tonight, and we'll see you next week. I guess on Monday we'll have more stuff and better stuff. Until next week, guys.
Oh, before we go, all of our links are located at itsmyrules.com/AMCPress.
Exactly. Have a great night, guys.
With that said, have a good night, and we'll see you Monday.
And happy Friday.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.